Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by TutVid.com. We are going to use Fireworks CS3 here and learn a little bit about animation, how to animate, actually a couple different ways of animating, and then finally how to save your animation out as an animated.gif file. So, a lot to learn. Let's get started. We're going to start off by creating a new PNG file, a new Fireworks document, essentially. File, new. And here for the new document, we're going to create it with 640 by height, 480, resolution, 72 pixels per inch. The canvas color will be white. Hit OK. And here we are. So we've got our PNG file right here. Let's grab the type tool. Click anywhere on stage and just type the word animate. That is with an exclamation mark. I just set my font to Arial Black and the size 96, and it is bold. Just making it nice and big so you guys can see what's going on here. Alright, next up, we're going to right-click this. Move this up to the top so you can make sure you can see the whole menu. Right-click and convert to PAS. Hotkey would be Control-Shift-P. That'd be Command-Shift-P on the Mac. So convert to PAS. Doesn't look like quite anything happened except that the bounding box disappeared. Now we have these four anchor points. Well, right-click again and hit ungroup. That's because right now this is a group. So that's Control-Shift-G, the Command-Shift-G on the Mac. Ungroup, and now we have individual letters as individual paths. Really nice and pretty much exactly what we want here for this first animation effect we're going to do. All right. Now, before we start animating, I want to grab the Frames window, which is under Window, or the Frames panel, excuse me. Frames. Here we go. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, pretty easy to understand the Frames panel it is. And, just see if I can find a kind of convenient place for this guy to go. I'm going to place him right up here. Alright, so we've got one frame right here, and this word animate is contained on this one frame. Alright, but we don't really want that. We want to basically animate this word animate, and we want it to come in one letter at a time, and just kind of like pop by, just A-N-I-M-A-N-T, or M-A-T-E. Alright, so we want to select the whole thing there, and right-click. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for distribute to frames. Wrong flyout menu. I believe you have to come up here to the frames panel. Yes, distribute to frames. All right, and what that does is it distributes the layers you have to frames. It puts each layer on its own frame. So we're going to hit distribute to frames. And, let's see what this looks like. Let's just hit this little play button down here. Play. Bam, 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 bam. Really fast, really fast. Probably faster than you can really see. It probably just looks like it's kind of skipping through right now. So we need to change this little number here. And actually, this brings up kind of an a lot of stuff we can talk about here about the frames panel that are going to make your life a lot easier and really give you some know-how as far as what you're doing here in the frames panel when it comes to animating in Fireworks. All right, basically, the first thing we're going to change is the frame delay. Now, the frame delay is just how much that frame appears on stage. Do you want it to appear, you know, bam, for just like a split second? Or do you want it to hang around for maybe half a second or a second? Well, we can change that, and you can change it really easily by just simply double-clicking this number and just setting a new frame delay. Let's make it a quarter second. 25 one-hundredths of a second. Hit enter. And you can see we just changed for that one frame. And we got 8 frames we have to do that too. Let me just show you a quick trick because some animations get quite long and you don't want it to come through here every single one and select them all. So just select the top frame, hold the shift key, and select frame 8, and now double click on 25. Type 25, hit enter, and it stays 25. And it did that because we have different frame rates. Hold on. There we go. Let me just convert this back to 3 and do the same to this guy here. 3. Alrighty. Now, select all those frames, double-click the number, 25, hit enter, and you can see they are all now 25. So this animation is going to play significantly slower now. Let's hit the play button, A-N-I-M-A-T-E, exclamation mark, and just goes back and forth, and hit the stop button to stop it, and the first frame to go back to the first frame. Okay, so that is how you set a frame delay, and there are really all kinds of things you can do with frame delays as far as, you know, if you want the animation to speed up, add, you know, make it less. If you want it to go slower, make it more. So that's how you do that. And we can also shut a frame off. We can make it, you know, disappear. And we can do that by double-clicking on the frame delay and just uncheck the include when exporting. Okay, that will basically leave this frame out, okay? So we can play this, okay, and you can see that it just skips right over the eye. And there's that big red X there to let you know, hey, you don't want this guy to be exported when the rest of the animation is exported. We do, however, want to include the eye. And there we go. We have the complete animation. So, next, let's talk a little bit about onion skinning. Onion skinning is really a cool feature, and it's quite helpful, too. In fact, we're going to use it in just a second to basically gather up all these letters for us. But for now, onion skinning. It's this little drop-down menu here, and you can see right off the top of the bat, no onion skinning is selected. I want to select, let's say, show before and after. So it's showing one frame before, the current frame as full opacity, and one frame after as less. And you can see that our little onion skin marker here in the frames panel is stretched out across frames 3 to 5. If I select frame 2, it's going to show me frame 2 as being 100% opaque, and A and I, not quite there. Same thing with 7, 6, 5, 4, etc., etc., etc. I think you get the point. Now, we can also just show all frames. We can just show the next frame. So as we're moving through, it's going to constantly show the next frame, show you where the animation's going. And by the way, when you do that, you can select the letter that is being onion skinned. So let's go back and choose no onion skinning, and we're going to create our own custom onion skin. So let's say we want to cover four frames from this frame, four frames down. So we're just going to click four frames down from here. And there you go. You see frame 1 to 4. Now, the really cool thing about this is it will always gauge 4 frames away from wherever we are. Let's go to frame 4, and it should show down to frame 7. And it does. Frame 5 shows to frame 8. So, there you go. You can set up your own little custom onion skins. And that's very cool. Get rid of it by just clicking the onion skin icon, and it pulls itself back in. So let's get rid of this animation, and we're going to do that by onion skinning the entire thing, selecting all these letters, right click, and choose edit, cut. We're going to cut them off, and we're going to select all of the frames and just hit the trash can, delete frame. Now you can never delete the first frame, so even though we have it selected, it's not going to go. So we're just going to hit delete frame, and it's gone. All the rest of the frames are gone, and we're going to go edit, paste. There we go, animate once again on one frame. Right there for us to see. Okay, cool. So we just learned how to do a little bit of frame by frame animation. Now, let's take a look at just another quick look at frame by frame animation. Let's duplicate this frame. Flyout menu. Just simply duplicate frame. And now we can do all kinds of things with this. You know, we can insert these new frames or frame if we're just duplicating this frame once. You know, we can do it much more than once. Or you can dial in your own number if you want to do it 100 times. But we only want to do this once. And we're going to do it after the current frame. So you can drop it in at the end, you can drop it before the current frame, or at the very beginning of the animation. Hit OK. We're just going right after this frame. Now, select this text, and we're going to change the color to red. Like that. We're also going to edit the frame delay to be about half a second. So that'd be 50/100ths, half a second. And I'm going to get rid of my onion skin. Now hit play, and you can see that this text is simply flashing red to black. This is just playing through frame 1, then frame 2, then frame 1, then frame 2, then frame 1, then frame 2, over and over and over and over and over and over again. So we could do something like select frame 1, and we could select this letter. We can, you know, just drag these letters everywhere, basically, like that. Back to frame 1 and play it. You can see, bam, bam. Everything moves apart, slides around, everything like that. So let's select frame 2 and just delete it. Now, one other thing that we may want to do, I'm actually going to duplicate this frame. Whoops, that's not duplicating it. Duplicate the frame 1 and after the current frame, hit OK. And we're just going to change the color of some choice letters here. I'm holding down shift to select multiple characters. And I'm just going to choose red. So there we go. Frame 1 is normal. Frame 2, it kind of gets a little crazy. What we want to do is take a look at the looping. Right now, we have no looping selected. So basically, this animation is just going to, you know, go on, okay, forever. We want to set this to play, you know, once. So we can just set looping to 1, just like that. You can also choose maybe you only want it to play 5 times, maybe you only want it to play 10, or maybe you just want it to loop forever. So I'm just going to set it to 1 for now, and there we go. We have this, and by the way, when we hit play here, it's not going to take those looping options. Matter of fact, by default, it is set to no looping, and basically that just means it's just going to play once. So no looping, it's just going to play once, and you're fine. So let's delete frame 2 here, and I'm going to grab all this text, and move it down here, and I am going to... I'm going to grab this text, I'm going to hold down the Alt key, and click and drag it up, like that. So I've got a copy of the text sitting above my old text, just like that. So put this text down here, and this text up here. Now, what we want to do is basically tween this text, you know, just flying up to where this text is. And you can tween in Fireworks. It's actually pretty simple. Here's how you do it. Basically, you select both instances or both bits of artwork. Got two bits of artwork. Go Modify, Symbol, Tween Instances. And that's right, I forgot to convert it to a symbol. Okay, delete animate, I should have known that. And just like as if you were working in Flash, this is important, you need to convert this to a symbol. So go Modify, Symbol, and we can just say convert to symbol. And it's just a graphic symbol. We'll just say TXT for text. And okay. And then we're going to duplicate that symbol. Now we have two of these symbols. Before it was just raw paths. Now we have two symbols. Now Modify, Symbol, Tween Instances. Now it's going to say how many steps between the text being here and here. I'm just going to say 10. The more frames you add, the smoother your animation is going to be, but your file size will get very large very quickly. So we're going to stick with 10, and we're going to say distribute to frames. Hit OK. And let's check out our animation. We have 12 frames of animation. And that's 12 frames, by the way, because we had one starting frame, one ending frame, and then 10 in between. So let's just play this and see what we've got. It's going to be pretty slow because it's just a half second. So what I'm going to do is select all these frames, as we have been doing, double click the frame delay, and reduce it to, I don't know, say 8/100ths of a second. This will make it go significantly faster. Play, and you can see there it goes, jumping right up to the top. And looks pretty good. So there we go. We have just tweened using a tween instance symbol. Now, you can use the tween instance symbol. You can actually set up as many symbols as you want. Like, we could have set up one here, and then another one up above that, or another one back down here. Or we could have done all sorts of things. But we just did a simple tween. So, what we need to do now is take a look at animating using animation symbols here in Fireworks. I'm going to do that by selecting all of these frames and deleting them. So now we're just stuck with one frame here. I'm also going to break apart this symbol. So I am going to right click, and I'm looking for break apart. I'll modify, edit, where is it? I don't see it. Oh yes, that's right. I just, symbol, break apart. Hotkey would have been much easier for me if I had just remembered the hotkey. Control-Shift-B, or on the Mac, that would be Command-Shift-B. And now we're back down to our group. I can break the group apart, too. Just ungroup, right-click ungroup. And there we go. We have our base shapes, base paths, just like we had before. So, there we go. Now, let's scale this down a little bit. Let's grab the Free Transform, or the Scale tool, and hold the Shift key, and I'm just constraining it to stay at the proper proportions. And there we go. Animate now at about 50% of the size that it was before. I'm going to click this, and we are going to go modify symbol and convert to symbol. Again, I'm forgetting where things are. Convert to symbol, and we're going to choose animation symbol, and we're just going to choose a simple animation, or ANIM is fine. Okay, and now we get this animate dialog box. Now, when you're working with the animate dialog box, you don't have to be super concerned about what it's going to look like, because you have plenty of opportunity after you close this dialog box to go back and tweak your animation in the symbol to your heart's delight. This is just to get you an initial, you know, off to a good start. Let's tween it or animate it over a course of 15 frames. Let's move it, I don't know, say about 95, and we're going to move it up We are going to scale it to about 175% of what it is, approximately. And the opacity is going to go from 20% opacity at starting to 100% opacity when it finishes somewhere up here. And we don't want to rotate it all, although you could choose to rotate it a certain amount of degrees, clockwise or counterclockwise. Hit OK. Now, we get this warning dialog box that says, hey, the animation of this symbol extends beyond the last frame of this document. Should I automatically add new frames? What this means is basically, look, here in the frames panel, we only have one frame. We specified that this animation happened over 15 frames. So Fireworks is just saying, I'm going to need to add extra frames. Is that okay? So we're going to say, yeah, sure, go ahead. It's okay. You got 15 frames in here. Great. You can see, there goes our text. Now, the really cool thing about these animation symbols is not, let's go back to the first frame, is not, you know, the fact that you can just, you know, create an animation symbol like that, but it's the fact that you can select that animation symbol and you can come down here to the properties panel and, you know, play with it. You can, you know, hey, maybe we want it to rotate. Maybe we want the starting opacity to be less. Maybe we want the starting opacity to be 8. Okay, you can see, there you go, just updated. Maybe we want it to move up more. And where is that? Oh, yes. In order to change the way the animation travels or the length of the animation, just grab this red dot. And by the way, the green dot is the start of the animation. The red dot is the end of it. If you click that red dot, you can just drag this wherever you want. And it'll automatically update the animation. And each of these dots in between, well, that's just a frame. You can select that and go right to that frame. So as you can see, animation symbols are very cool, pretty powerful. And there's a whole lot of stuff you can do with them. And they're really neat because it sits right over here in your library and you have basically a pre-packaged animation right there in your library. So it's very, very cool what you can do with animation symbols. We can also, one thing that I just forgot to mention, we can also add these live filters to this text. Let's say we want it to start out blurry, so I'd hit filter, break this properties panel out of here so you can see what I'm doing. Go filter, blur, Gaussian blur, and well, let's just blur it by about 10, so it's, you know, pretty blurry. Properties panel back down there, and let's see what happens. Let's play it. And you can see it blurs all the way out. So what we want to do is come down to frame 15 and select frame 1. And we can see we've got Gaussian blur, proper pronunciation. And it blurs it all the way out here to the final frame. And let's take the filter off of the final frame. And you can see that when you do that, what it's going to do is take the filter off of the entire animation. So we can play, and we're back to just sharp text. So you could go through and, you know, put the filter on the first frame, or you could put it on the last frame, and it'll just affect the whole animation. So that's how you create animation symbols. Also, because this is a symbol, we can simply double-click inside of this text to animate. And well, let me just zoom in on this guy real quick and grab the direct selection tool. I'm going to grab the M symbol, or the M letter, excuse me. Or I don't need the direct selection tool, just the selection tool. And I'm going to move M up a little bit, just like that. And I'm just going to hit done. We can see that it is now like that all the way across all of those frames. So a really quick and easy way to edit whatever you're working on, if it is a tween instance, you can just simply double click into your symbol, make your edits, and you're good. So that's it. Let me just delete all these frames. And I'm going to delete this little bit of text. And I'm going to type out the word tutvid. And I'm going to go modify, symbol, convert to symbol. And we're going to make this guy a graphic symbol. And we're just going to do a quick couple tweens. So I'm going to hold down the Alt key, drag him up, and select them both just like we did before, and go modify. Actually, I'm going to make him up here a little bit bigger, so I'm going to grab the scale tool, holding the shift and alt or shift and option keys, make it quite a bit larger. And now I'm going to select both of them and go modify, symbol, tween instances. I'm going to tween it over the course of 15 frames, hit OK, and the frame delay should be set to 8 there. Good. Hit play, and you can see what we've got. Now, one thing that I didn't do that I want to do is set this to 0% opacity. So I would have to go back and undo what I just did, but I'm not going to do that for the sake of time. So we're just going to take a look at how to save out an animation you have created. Let's go up here to File, Image Preview. Image Preview is going to give you a nice little preview of your image, if that wasn't abundantly clear by the fact that it's named Image Preview. So hit the play button and you can preview your image. Pretty cool. Maybe you want to size it down so you can actually see what's going on over there. Pretty nice. Okay, we have our animated GIF. The first thing you want to do, though, is make sure the format is set to animated GIF. You can leave the palette as an adaptive palette, and, well, in this case, we don't need 256 colors. We really only need probably 32. Maybe we could even get away with 16. But we really don't need too many colors because, it's just black text on a white background. So I'm just going to leave it at 64 colors just because I can. And I'm going to leave it at no transparency. We're not going to worry about that. We can also, obviously play it from here. Stop it, go to the last frame, go to the first frame. And we can resize as well to get a better look at it if we need to. We also have the Files panel, which allows you to kind of play with the way your graphic is exported. So you can resize it if you want. You could even resize it and, not have it constrained to being 640 by 480, so it could be disproportionate. Or you could just scale it based on percentage from where it is or to a different size. I'm not going to play with this in here. We're just going to go over to the Animation tab. Now, the Animation tab is essentially the Frames panel with a lot of extra stuff you can play with. So we have some things we can take a look at, first of which is the disposal method here. Now, we're just going to let Fireworks decide for us what it wants to do. It typically chooses what's best for you. In this case, it is the unspecified disposal method. We can also, if you recall, way back at the beginning of this video, we shut off a frame in the Frames panel by using the frame delay. We can do that in here just by clicking the eye, and that frame will not be exported with your animation. So it'll get one, two, and then it'll jump to five. So if you shut off frames, those frames are not exported with your animation, so it's a quick, easy way to get rid of frames should you wish to get rid of frames. You can also set the frame delay to, maybe we want it to be 12. But again, it's going to be easier for you if you just simply select all of those frames and kind of do it in bulk, just like that. That way you're not selecting every single one. You also get a runtime here. This is going to run for 1.53 seconds, so basically 1.5 seconds this is going to run for. You can also, you got your looping options here. And let's go ahead and check out our preview. All right, looks pretty good because we didn't really do too much to it here in the image dialog. Now we can just hit the export button and save this out as a .gif file. And we can just save it as anything we want. Web, and it's going to automatically put the .gif on the end. And there you go, you have just made your first web animation. If I come up here to Bridge and look around, here is our GIF file right there. So that's how you do it. That is how you animate in Fireworks. Kind of a rough, basic overview of animating here in Fireworks. I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed it. Please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you for watching.